You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. The country's housing authority, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, has charged Facebook with housing discrimination. The agency says that the technology giant's targeted advertising system violates the Fair Housing Act. This isn't the first time Facebook's ad system has raised red flags. Just last week, the company settled a case with civil rights groups after concerns about discrimination. Part of that settlement included a deal to change its micro-targeting ad platform for loans, housing, and jobs. Tracy Jan is a reporter for The Washington Post covering the intersection of race and the economy. She's been covering these concerns about Facebook's ad system. Tracy, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, what are we hearing from HUD, the Housing and Urban Development Department, about why they say Facebook is in violation of this Fair Housing Act?
Well, HUD is basically alleging what people have long accused it of, which is using its targeted advertising platform to exclude certain groups that are protected by law. So Facebook, by mining your personal data, can classify you as a parent, whether you're a foreigner, whether you're Christian. You know, they can even monitor your interests. If you're interested in the Hispanic culture, if you speak Spanish, if you're interested in hijab fashion, for example. And by using all of these micro-targeting techniques, it allows housing, like lenders as well as, you know, people who are advertising housing, to include you or exclude you, and that's against the law.
So if I'm trying to rent out an apartment, I could go in and specify in my housing ad, I want people who show an interest in this type of religious page, but not this, or this type of ethnic group page. I want to target this kind of zip code, but not this zip code where I don't want to get people from. I have, under their current system up till now on Facebook, that's the kind of thing I could do.
Yeah, there's a myriad of targeting ways that advertisers can target. And last week, you know, Facebook recognizes that this is problematic. And as part of this settlement, they said by the end of this year, they will no longer allow housing advertisers as well as lenders and employers to target based on these protected classes, including race.
With that settlement, and it seems like Facebook has expressed some surprise about this, Facebook might have thought they were done. Why is HUD wanting more now than was in this settlement?
That's right. HUD is saying that the settlement doesn't go far enough in addressing Facebook's problematic algorithms. Facebook is saying that they were on track to reach some sort of agreement with HUD, that they're making changes, but that the government wanted unfettered access to its user data, which it said was problematic and is a slippery slope.
Did the Housing and Urban Development Department state, hey, yeah, we want this information now in these new charges? Is that part of what they're looking for in these charges?
They did not respond specifically to that question when I asked them.
So what redress are they saying, the Housing and Urban Development saying they want from Facebook out of all this?
Yeah, they would like a judge to rule that what Facebook is doing is illegal under the Fair Housing Act, and that could potentially include damages to individuals that have been harmed by this. They would also like Facebook employees to undergo training on what the Fair Housing Act allows and doesn't allow as far as advertising.
And HUD is responsible for enforcing at the federal level the Fair Housing Act. What has the department been doing under the Trump administration and under the current secretary, Dr. Ben Carson? Have they been doing a lot of enforcement of fair housing?
Actually, they've been doing very little. So this was a welcome action, especially from HUD career employees whose job is to monitor whether people are enforcing or violating the law. Secretary Carson, compared to his immediate predecessors, has only filed one secretary-initiated complaint, which is a authority that the HUD secretary has in investigating housing discrimination. And that one case was over Facebook.
Why has the department said it's doing fewer of these, I guess, the more traditional kind of fair housing complaints where they go to a city and say, hey, there's a pattern of housing discrimination in this particular place?
Well, to be fair to HUD, there was a huge backlog of fair housing complaints, and so they made the decision to focus on existing complaints that anyone can file rather than using the secretary's power to initiate new complaints. They're very understaffed. They've been understaffed since before the Trump administration, and they just felt like that was a better use of its resources at the time.
Talking to Tracy Jan, reporter for The Washington Post, looking at the Department of Housing and Urban Development filing housing discrimination charges against Facebook. And Tracy, you're busy today. You also filed a piece looking at possible ongoing investigation scrutiny of not just Facebook now, but Twitter and Google for possible housing discrimination. What are you looking at there?
That's right. So HUD actually last year reached out to Twitter as well as Google about similar issues. They have not progressed as far as they did with Facebook, but that's something that is ongoing.
Do we
know? This could be like a huge, you know, this is like a huge concern for tech. This extends beyond Facebook because they all do targeted ads, and they all do targeted ads by zip code and other demographic information. That's how they make their money.
Yeah, do we know, could I do the same kind of housing ad? I don't know if people do housing ads on Twitter, but could I do the same kind of advertising on Twitter or Google with the same kind of specifications that are getting Facebook in trouble now?
Facebook is definitely the most advanced at that, but it is true that other tech companies do use targeted advertising.
I've seen some comments along the lines of, well, who's really hurt by this? If you're advertising your apartment to the sort of, you know, the people with enough money, say, to get into your apartment, that sort of thing, maybe you're just leaving out people who wouldn't have looked at that apartment in the first place. Is there a perceived harm in, say, these rentals being hidden from large groups of people?
There definitely is, because people in this newfangled age of internet advertising, you just don't know if you're being discriminated against because you don't actually know about the ads that you're not seeing. Whereas, you know, back in the old days of, you know, traditional discrimination, there were housing ads that said, or employment ads that said, black people need not apply. And now it's not as obvious. But that's why, as part of their new platform, Facebook is actually going to be creating a database or a way for anyone in the United States to see all the housing ads that are out there, whether or not they see it in their news feeds.
Now, whether we're talking about housing or job discrimination or, say, political campaign meddling, there's been a lot of scrutiny on kind of the hidden workings, the mechanisms underneath Facebook and other social media outlets. Are we going to see more and more of that kind of scrutiny now?
I think, yes, that's definitely what this charge is signaling, and members of Congress are also focusing on this. No longer do tech companies have the sort of immunity that they enjoyed for decades.
Now, does Facebook have, I guess, a strong enough argument to say if Housing and Urban Development wants to see their algorithms and wants to see their user data, are they going to be able to keep them from doing that?
I don't know that for sure. They certainly have an argument that for privacy reasons, they're not going to be allowing the government to be, have unfettered access to this data.
Now, we mentioned that settlement earlier. Who had sued Facebook about credit, housing, and job discrimination?
Yeah, it was various civil rights groups, including the National Fair Housing Alliance and the ACLU. And during, you know, these lawsuits bubbled up over the last couple of years, ever since ProPublica investigated and found that Facebook had ads that were allowing discrimination against certain groups. And these groups did their own investigation. They actually went and created their own ads and to exclude, at the time, African-Americans and Hispanics, and they were able to do so. Facebook has since disabled that aspect. You're no longer allowed to exclude people based on race.
Are these issues that maybe Facebook and other companies, as they grew, really didn't even think about the possibility that they were engaging in housing discrimination? Is this maybe something that wasn't malicious, just an oversight on their part, potentially?
Facebook would certainly argue that micro-targeting is the way internet marketing works, and the value that they bring is that you are allowing advertisers to target who they want to see. They would also say that just because you are able to exclude certain groups, like by gender, for example, it doesn't mean that advertiser is in actuality excluding that group. So, for example, they might want to create different ads for women versus men or for different ethnic groups or people in different regions of the country.
Now, what does this tell you that maybe the person on the other end, the Facebook user, should be thinking about for the material they see, whether it's news or advertising?
I mean, I think people have to be very aware that it's not just what they publicly say, who, you know, what their interests and who they are on Facebook, but everything they do on the internet, from, you know, their surfing of other websites to what they buy, could and is used against them. Or for them.
And the big story here, though, is as much of the story, maybe what you don't see, what isn't targeted to you that you're missing out on.
Right. You just don't know.
So what are you watching for, Tracy, as this story goes forward?
I think we want to get response from Twitter and Google and other companies that also do, you know, every social media company that does targeted advertising, and see how, even if their charges, they're not charged under HUD or by other federal agencies, you know, see whether these practices change because of Facebook being used as an example.
And as we wrap up, what's the timeline on this housing and urban development suit against Facebook?
Well, the charges were filed today. I don't know what the timeline is. Facebook has said that they would be making their changes by the end of the year.
We'll leave it there for now. Tracy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Tracy Jan, reporter for The Washington Post. She's following the latest on charges by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development that Facebook's targeted advertising practices violate the Fair Housing Act. Want to know from you, have you been aware of this kind of thing? Have you maybe and your friend looked at a rental ad, a job listing, whatever? One of you sees it, one of you doesn't. What do you think made that difference? Are you curious about why you see what you see on social media? You can let us know. Email ideas@WPR.org or tweet us @CentralTimeWPR.